The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations. We go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around. Let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello, hello to all my favorite people. Welcome back to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Today, we have a special guest for you, Lauren Roxborough. She is a dear, dear friend. You may remember her from her first time on the show several years ago. And today, we had to have her back. She is the body whisperer. She is a renowned author, wellness educator, a leader, and an inspirational speaker. She has books with Goop. She is the Goop Queen, and she is a regular contributor to many, many different publications all about the body and working with alignment. But what I'm so excited to talk to her about in this episode is how the soul and the spirit resides in the body and connects to the fascia. So basically, she talks about the fascia in a way that I have never heard anybody else talk about, where the fascia is the subconscious of our physical body, and it's so important to our emotional landscape. It's how we channel our intuition. The body is such a spiritual tool, and when we learn to work with the body and take care of it and keep it aligned, it does magical things for us. We find so much more success and joy in life. And Lauren is one of those people who just radiates joy and positivity and abundance. So you're going to absolutely love this conversation. Also, you may remember that she got my body back into alignment years ago. I did a series of sessions with her. We worked on the entire body and it was such a treat. And now I use her foam roller all the time. I go to her whenever I'm having pain, especially during pregnancy. And the wild thing is, we actually recorded this episode before I was pregnant with my daughter. So this was recorded all the way back at the end of October. I think it was the last day of October, and it's coming out now because I got super ahead and I feel like this one's coming out in divine timing. It's really special. You're going to love it. And I cannot wait to hear what you think. And also, just a little reminder, if you haven't joined our meditation platform yet, now is the time. We have one more week of founding members pricing before it goes up on April 1st. We have hundreds of meditations, affirmations, live events, recordings, Kundalini classes, which are incredible. And just a deep dive. I have honestly never loved something so much. I am obsessed. So you can get the link in the show notes. You can also find it on my website, my Instagram, just about everywhere else. Let us know if you have any questions. And with that, let's head into this episode with my dear friend, Lauren, aka Lo Roxborough, the body whisperer herself. Welcome all the way from New Zealand. We have Lauren Roxborough. I really want to hear about what's it like living in New Zealand, but also you lived in California for so long. Your family lives here, your sister. How is it to live on the other side of the world?
Yeah, it was definitely not easy to make the choice and to kind of go all in. The universe was definitely like sending us in that direction because I'm married to a guy that's from New Zealand.
Yes.
And his mother had passed away in early 2020. And so the world hadn't shut down yet. So we were planning on going back just to go do her memorial and everything. And then March happened. We had to cancel everything. You know, everyone knows what happened from March in 2020 on. And, you know, we were living in our awesome place in LA. And we were like, you know what, though? We had to get back. We had to deal with the memorial service. And also, we had a piece of land in New Zealand with an old house on it that needed to be dealt with. So we were like, well, we actually have a place to land. So we thought, you know what? Let's just take the risk and go. We have little kids at the time. My kids were 3 and 7. We thought, you know what? Let's just give it a go. And, you know, a lot of my work had turned mostly just online. I wasn't really seeing clients anymore. So it was an adventure. It was a roller coaster ride. But now I realize, looking back, it's always 2020 and, you know, retrospect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But looking back, I do really realize that we were meant to go there. I needed to kind of leave LA, and then our kids just wanted, I think they were meant to have a deep connection with a different country too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nature, like you were saying.
Nature.
I mean, it's just so different than here.
It's like going back in time, honestly, because there's so many less people. There's more space. And so being there, you don't have Air One. Like, you don't have Whole Foods.
All the main reason why I live here.
I know, seriously. So I was like, I had to learn how to make everything from scratch.
Oh, wow.
Planted our veggie garden, got into the earth. Yeah, got dirty. And the kids love that too. And I've always had that dream that I've wanted to do that. You know, I always say, like, the soil is like the fascia of the earth.
Yeah, so, that's so
true. I always wanted to investigate that. And I just love food and, you know, eating with the seasons and kind of, I thought, oh, what could we grow in the bottom of the earth in the South Island of New Zealand? And it turns out a lot.
So, really?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. And I also think it's opened my eyes to a lot of other ways of kind of living. Like now we have chickens.
Oh my God. You're living my dream
eggs
life.
Every day you got to come down.
I want
so,
to.
Yeah, your whole family
we
would love
need
it.
To come visit.
It's a little wild and
thrive.
Free.
Yes.
Yeah, Atticus like would love it.
He would love
so
it.
Good.
He's wild and free.
Exactly.
Got to get him into a wild and free environment.
Exactly.
Wow. And are your kids doing like, is it just like regular school? Or are you doing like some kind of homeschool? Or?
Oh, no, it's good. They have really good school systems and very evolved and like, you know, developing emotional intelligence, and there's smaller groups. And so there's more attention and more free play. There's no homework.
Oh,
but
my
it
God.
Is a good education.
So cool.
Yeah.
Do they love it?
They do. We've been loving it. But we also love to travel. And we feel like that's important in their growth and their education as well.
It seems like you guys come back and visit quite a bit.
Yeah. We were here over the summer, which was wonderful to have some more time because I want the kids to feel like this is home, too.
Yeah. And do you still have your house?
We do.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, we have a guy in there renting it.
Remember when we were thinking about renting it?
I
still love that.
It's pretty special.
It's really special. It's a really special area in the canyon. Wow. So cool. It's so good to see you.
You too.
I think about you constantly because if you were still here and if you were still seeing clients, I would come see you all the time because now being a mom, my body is just so much tighter.
Totally.
I think I spent the last 2 years going like this, meaning like my whole body is like being pushed forward from carrying a child, holding a child, feeding a baby all the time. I wish I could come see you because for everybody listening who might not know, Lauren is the body whisperer and there's nothing like your touch and the way that you work with the fascia.
Thank you. And you're right. Absolutely. I mean, at any stage of life, I really do feel like working with our fascia and working with our body alignment and our body mechanics and also releasing emotional backlog of energy and stuckness, accumulated stress is so important, especially now more than ever with all the things that we get hit with on the daily, to really have an ability to be able to process and release it daily, almost like brushing your teeth or, you know, exfoliating your skin.
Mm-hmm. So how can we do it? Like, what should I do for people with horrible neck pain and like, I still have all the jaw stuff going on?
Well, it's a great question because, you know, being away in New Zealand was also a really beautiful time for me to dive in deeper to my work and really look at more of the science and the spiritual aspects of fascia. And now we're in this place of a real merging of the two worlds. because now we have science that can prove the things that we in the intuitive world have known and felt and witnessed and experienced, these miracles in front of us. But now we have science to prove it because of the new technology and cameras.
Yeah.
And so what I love when you talk about these areas where we hold pain or tension, essentially what we now know is that fascia is now being considered the sixth sense. So it's the sense of feeling. We all know our five senses, and that's how we process the world through our sight, our through sound, through scent, through, you know, taste and touch. Mm-hmm. And so fascia is the sense of feeling. And so what I love about this now is that the feelings that we have, whether it's pain or a sensation of butterflies in your belly or the chills or hunger or thirst or any of these things, this is our body communicating with us. And what I love is that when we have the pain, we need to really start to realize it's not about numbing this pain. This pain is here to speak. It's our body speaking to us. It's trying to give you the whispers so you don't have to hear the screams. Mm-hmm. It's giving your body a connection to tuning into your intuition. And so what science calls feeling is called interoception. And interoception is all of those sensations we were discussing. And so when you have pain in your neck, what's important is you don't just go to the point of pain. We've talked about this a lot. It's very much the fascial system is a webbing. It's like, you know, this body-wide connective tissue webbing that lays right underneath your skin, but it also wraps around all of your muscles, weaves through your whole body. I know other people that have listened to us talk before, I know I've explained it, but it's always helpful for people to understand. And what the new light bulb for me is, it's not just the glue and the scaffolding holding us up, because now we know that it's actually a communication network, sending and receiving information, sound, frequency, energy,
Wow. Light,
nutrients. It's literally how our body is like communicating. It's mm-hmm. the wiring, I like to call it the Wi-Fi of our insides. It's how the body sends and receives information to the brain, which is the computer processing center.
Yeah.
So we actually get more information in our bodies before we get it into our brains.
Totally.
At times. It's totally. Coming both. But it happens at the speed of light.
Yeah.
Which
I was
is incredible.
Just saying that before you were here with my last guest. My body always knows before my mind knows what's going on.
You are so in tune.
Mm-hmm.
Always have been.
Totally. But
yes.
The body knows. And so I'll start to feel panic attacks or anxiety, but my mind won't even know why yet. And
yeah.
then I'll figure it out. But our bodies are so wise.
And it's the intuition that mm-hmm. you're feeling that's pulsing through the fascial
yes.
system as well,
mm-hmm.
which is so profound. You
yeah,
know?
It really is.
Yeah.
Wow. So how do we take care of our fascia? What do we do?
Well, the fascia is, because it's holistic, if you have the issue in the neck or wherever it is, lower back, you really want to look at your body's relationship to gravity. So usually, as you know, I'll go and look at how people are standing, what's going on with their feet, their ankles, because that's what's holding you up. You know,
mm-hmm.
the feet and ankles and lower legs are like the hydraulics of the body or the suspension system. So if there's stuff that's dysfunctioning there, then, you know, we're going to go in and we're going to try to create some more space, you know, get some more hydration, lubrication, get some more of the information that needs to get there, or the cellular hydration or the cellular nutrition that might need to go in there. Or even some people believe what's being discussed lately is that the areas where we feel pain, it's the soul asking to come back and live in that area again.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that
I
cool?
Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a real like soul spirit component to the fascia right now. Like there's a guy who, have you ever had osteopathy, like an osteo session?
Yeah.
So Dr. Andrew Still is the founder, the father of osteopathy. And he was alive in like the late 1800s and early 1900s. And he coined this term, which was, the soul of a man's being resides in the fascia.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool, right? And
yeah.
so as a body worker, for me, as we've worked together and I put my hands on so many people, and what I've felt is that the soul is just asking for attention to be able to come back into that area
mm-hmm.
and to be able to start embodying, because a lot of people will disassociate from their body if they're going through trauma or they're going through issues. And so essentially, when you put the pressure on it or do the breath or use a roller or any of my tools that, or any tools really, because fascia, what it needs when you're asking, what can we do to heal it, is it needs pressure. And the pressure basically brings in, when you release the pressure, it brings in the circulated blood, the oxygenated blood. It brings in the white blood cells. It helps clean out the buildup and congestion. And, you know, essentially what happens is when our fascia gets tangled, turns into like little pieces of scar tissue. And then that creates a blockage in the lymph system. And then also with the chi, the meridians as well. And then the soul. So there's all these layers to it. And so when we then apply the pressure through rolling, through breath work, through stretching, through my new thing, which is called the fascia flows, you're allowing the space to be created for your soul to come back in and live in that area.
That's so powerful. Okay, let's talk about a product that I am in love with, which is all things Bon Charge. Bon Charge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every single way. It is founded on science and inspired by nature, and all Bon Charge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you to sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance your hormones, reduce inflammation. The list goes on. They have blue light glasses, which I'm wearing right now. They also have red light therapy, which you see me wearing all over my Instagram and using, not just wearing, but I love the face mask. And they have EMF management and circadian friendly lighting. Bon Charge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. So I love their infrared sauna. If you are looking to detoxify, this is the thing to do. You will sweat it out. You will also sweat out heavy metals and other toxins. It's super easy to set up. It takes less than a minute. It heats up rapidly, and you can do anything while you're in there. You can go in there for 30 to 40 minutes. You can watch TV. You can read. You can meditate. It's incredible. I also love that it is very low EMF compared to other brands. I always feel amazing when I use the sauna. And they also ship in rapid time. They ship worldwide. It is amazing. They have a 12-month warranty. So go to boncharge.com/balanced and use the coupon code balanced to save 15%. That is boncharge.com/balanced and use the coupon code balanced to save 15%.
I'm Alex L.
I'm Libby Delena. Welcome
to This Morning Walk podcast.
We started this show because after our morning walks, we would connect and have a conversation, and the things that we were learning might be really interesting for someone else to hear.
We are so excited that This Morning Walk podcast has joined Blind Nail Audio, a new podcast network from executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Follow, share, and listen to This Morning Walk podcast
wherever you get your podcasts.
As you're speaking, all I want to do is stretch. Like my body wants to be like
moving
around.
Just want to open your heart.
Yes. Totally. Like sitting here is, oh my God, not the vibe. I want to be like stretching around.
I know. Go out in the sunshine.
I mean, yeah. The spiritual aspect is so cool.
And we always love that.
Yeah. Because when you were working on me and I was lucky enough to do like a whole series of sessions with you where we got to go deeper and deeper each time. Always intuitive things would come up. You would feel it too because you're so tuned in with the people that you're working on. You would say something and I'm like, yes, that's what I've been thinking. And then
it was like we were living in the same, like, it was like in the air between us, which I now realize that is the field.
Yeah,
it's the biofield.
Exactly.
So what happens is because we now know a lot of people are considering fascia the subconscious mind. So you probably heard the term like, your body is your subconscious mind, right? Mm-hmm. So you have your mind and your body. We've talked about this so many times before, just like when we've been on like hanging out as friends. Like,
yeah, totally.
The mind is the thoughts. The body are the emotions. The mind are the thoughts and the body are the feelings. And so the bridge here is that the body is the subconscious mind, which actually now people are believing that fascia is the subconscious mind. And it's recording every single experience that we go through as beings from the moment we come into the womb until the moment we have our last breath.
Wow.
So it's recording and storing everything. And so what happens is our conscious mind can only handle so much, right? If we go through a traumatic incident or we have this stressful thing or we keep getting, you know, these traumatizing things happen, our nervous system can only process so much at once. So the conscious mind deals with it. And then anything it can't deal with, it goes and gets lodged into the fascia, which I like to call the fascia carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep it under the fascia carpet.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we were experiencing when we did the sessions is, now I know looking back and all the new science, we were experiencing your stuff coming up from your subconscious, which is basically your soul, to come up to the conscious to be able to handle it and deal with it and move forward. Or, I mean, it could be positive or negative or whatever. It doesn't have to always be bad. But bringing stuff up, like juicy things up to the surface so that you can then do something with that. And also, if it is something that's hard to carry, you're not having to carry that along like a bag of coals anymore,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And that especially, like, you know, certain emotions will live in our body and they have frequency. And so when we can become aware of those things that they might be creating pain, they might be even actually deforming our shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making us kind of posture in positions to protect certain areas because that's the soul is not wanting to be in there. So
yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, because it's so important to bring our souls back into our bodies and
yes.
to not be disassociated.
Yeah. And there's a big thing right now, I feel like, in the world of healing, which is like we got to get out of our mind, just the knowing the information and our mental thoughts and mind, and actually get more into embodying this information and knowledge and wisdom and living it.
Yes.
Instead of just knowing it in your mind, you've got to actually live it and embody it, you know. So that's how I think the change really is affected on the planet too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, you're so right. There's such a difference between
you know
knowing.
What I mean. Yeah.
Of course I do. I mean, we're having like a whole telepathic conversation on
exactly.
top of it. It's so wild.
We're sharing the field, the
yeah,
bio, the
we
heart
are.
Field, the Toro field
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So when we work with the fascia too, another benefit that happens is the field expands. And so it becomes stronger and your vibration raises. So you get that higher frequency and you become more magnetic.
Yes.
Like things just serendipities, synchronicities just start coming and they just
mm-hmm.
show up
mm-hmm.
when you're in that flow. It's really
exactly.
about flow. When your fascia's glued and dense and, you know, knotted up, it blocks your natural flow
yeah.
of your vibration.
It really does.
You know, it's physical, but it's also so emotional and energetic
mm-hmm.
and spiritual.
It really is. It's all so intertwined.
It really is.
Wow.
You probably do acupuncture, right?
I haven't been going lately.
Probably too busy as a
yeah,
mama.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Totally.
I love acupuncture. And I remember when you sent me to your acupuncturist
yes.
and I saw her for a long time.
She's amazing. She's like a mama bear.
Yeah.
She's so amazing.
So I'm a big believer in acupuncture.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been doing more. I've been seeing a chiropractor.
Oh,
and
good.
Because we did these x-rays and found that my spine, things are pretty out of alignment.
Really?
It's been several years since our
yes.
session.
Well, I mean, pregnancy will definitely, because it's the gravitational
mm-hmm.
force, it does a lot on us. I don't want to say damage because that sounds negative because our bodies are so incredible. But it does put our bodies in certain postures and they can get stuck there. And so, I've got to send you some stuff on that.
Please send me everything.
Totally.
So when I was pregnant, I developed the worst sciatica imaginable.
Oh, that's so common.
Right. But
so
I couldn't
common, yeah.
move. Like I
really?
Couldn't walk. It was so
what,
debilitating.
What time in the pregnancy?
So you will not believe this, but you will because you know how sensitive I am.
Yeah.
It was from day one. It was from,
no
you know,
way.
Like week four of pregnancy, which is like the day that you find out that you're pregnant. That's
wow.
when it was because it had nothing to do with the size of the baby. It was the ligaments moving
wow. yeah.
and it was the relaxing hormone
yes.
going in and like loosening up. the lower back ligaments. And I didn't have, for whatever reason, the strength of like the glutes or whatever would have saved me. And then it just got worse and worse. Everybody told me it's going to get better because after the first trimester, like you're just going to feel like yourself. And when the weight distributes, you know, it's going to feel different. Never. Because then it got worse because then I'm growing and the baby's growing.
Right?
And I'm like, now this is really uncomfortable. A little. I never found the right person.
Yeah.
I remember asking when you actually sent me to someone who was really good, but like nothing was alleviating the pain. And
so
I thought
that whole time, the whole pregnancy.
Toward the end was when I like really couldn't even move.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, I have fear, PTSD.
Yes.
I'm like so looking forward to growing our family.
Yeah.
But I really am so fearful and I don't want to have that kind of fear because we know spiritually, energetically, to be not fearful and stress-free.
Absolutely.
And so I want to go into it like manifesting
a
pain-free pregnancy.
Definitely. Well, what are you doing right now for your movement or for your body's kind of nourishment?
Yeah. So
beyond food.
Seeing the chiropractor three times a week. We're doing like a whole thing.
Good. And is it helping?
A little. I think I need to keep staying in the process. Like, I don't think it's been long enough.
Oh, then we got to get you doing some fascia flows.
Yes. Tell
me.
I do a lot of foam rolling. I have your foam roller and like it just lives
by my bed.
You have
like the OG one. You have the original one.
I have like the really pretty like turquoise and black marbled one. Even Atticus uses it.
I know. The kids love it.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, guys, let's talk about AG1. I have been drinking AG1 for years. There is a reason why they have been on the show for so long, and it's because I have had such a good experience all the way around. When I first started drinking AG1 daily, it's when I was freshly postpartum. I needed more energy. I needed to focus. I mean, I was a sleep deprived new mother. And AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition. They are continuously refining their formula to create a smarter and better way to elevate your baseline health. So it's kind of amazing. You can replace your daily multivitamin with AG1, but every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support, magnesium and B vitamins for energy support, adaptogens to balance your body's stress levels, vitamin C and zinc to help support your immune health. I mean, there is a reason why I'm still talking about it. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support of my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/blonde. That is drinkag1.com/blonde. Check it out. Okay, I think you guys know this about me. I am a big believer that small, easy changes can have the biggest results in our lives. And that goes for your skincare routine as well. These days, there is so much out there and it's so confusing on which products work together and in what order. So I'm gonna make it very easy for you. The Works system from Dime Beauty is the go-to. Dime Beauty is a clean, high-end skincare that is affordable and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient so you can use their products daily with confidence. I started using it because I just wanted to take the guesswork out of my routine. So I started with their Works collection. We don't have to remember a super long routine. So I love that their Works system has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, toner, 2 incredible serums, and 2 luxurious moisturizers. And they also have a best-selling TBT retinol alternative cream that you have to check out. It has all the benefits of retinol without the side effects. They have over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. You are going to love. So love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount on the site. That is dimebeautyco.com, dimebeautyco.com. So tell us about the fascia flows.
So yeah, this is something I came up with in New Zealand because I, you know, been teaching on the roller for a long time and I still believe in the roller and I think it is a daily hygiene, but I wanted to find something that people could do without any tools, like having to lug anything around. And so I started diving into, have you heard about quantum biology?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like obsessed. Completely obsessed. Yes. Okay. This is like
Dr.
where
Bruce
it's
Lipton
all
kind
going.
Of stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Lipton. There's that neurosurgeon, Dr. Jack Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know, mm-hmm. Jack Cruz. Yes. So he's all about the light, right? You need that morning light. And it's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's all over like Andrew Huberman. So anyway, I created this thing where right when you wake up in the morning, get up, go do your tongue scraping, mm-hmm. then drink a glass of water with salt, like Celtic salt, and then walk outside on the earth. And if you can't do the earth, just open your blinds, let that natural light in. And then basically I have created a program. It's literally 5 minutes and you're hitting the five, I call it the fascia five. It's the 5 fascial pathways that essentially line up with the Chinese medicine meridians. So they support your, and this is based similarly to what I've done with people hands-on. So you're, you know how like we do different areas of your body when you're doing the sessions?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially the movement is quite different from like what you would see in a yoga class because it's very much about kind of pumping and releasing these full body movements. It's very much about lymph drainage, a lot of somatic releasing. We do oming, humming, like special types of breath work, and then these specific movements that are all standing and they're full body movements that open up the fascial planes. And so what I believe and I've seen and witnessed and with my own self and with our community is that when you do that every day, you're just able to deal with life better. You're naturally more aligned. You're more in tune with your interoception, your intuition, and you're also more connected to when you might feel like something is out of alignment. And so you're going to get up more often and actually create a shift
mm-hmm.
so that you don't have that accumulation. There's been so much science too about this whole thing about what they call, I think they call it exercise snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I call it movement snacks. So basically there was a thing in the Washington Post, it was early this year, and they said that actually doing these movement snacks throughout your day are more efficient than getting up in the morning and doing like an hour or 2 hour long workout. Way more efficient. So as if you're like a busy mom like me, having these little movement snacks that you can weave through your day, like just anytime you can open your chest or do some head rolls or shoulder rolls, or even opening up your diaphragm, you know, putting some pressure on your diaphragm. Remember how much I love opening mm-hmm. up the diaphragm because that will help you breathe better and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's just understanding how this system is so important because now we know that fascia also, not only is it like sending and receiving information, it's actually communicating and intersecting with every cell of your body and every system of your body. So we have 12 systems in our body. So it's intersecting and communicating with the nervous system, which is the big boss of the body, the lymphatic system, the endocrine system, the digestive system. So if you have issues in any of these areas, then you really want to get your fascia to be nice and flexible and malleable and hydrated and fluid. What does that is standing on the earth, getting that electromagnetic energy from the earth, getting natural light from the sun. And also movement and stretching is so important. And it doesn't have to be crazy. It can be like these intermittent movement moments in your day,
mm-hmm.
especially as a busy mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the second time I've heard that recently about the micro movements
really?
Or the micro
yeah.
workouts. Or
it's
I think there's probably a lot of nicknames for it.
I know, right?
I read that in a book of someone who was recently on the podcast and I tried it when I was reading her book. Like, oh, maybe
yeah.
I'll just do like 10 jumping jacks, but then I'll get back in bed and keep reading and then
yeah.
do all that kind of stuff. And I think it's actually more in alignment with just who we are as humans.
At this point, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, getting up and running around with Atticus, for example, and then doing more work and then going on a family walk at night and then doing the stretching. I much prefer it to just being sedentary all day and then trying to do like the 1 hour workout class or something.
It's like, who has time for that now these days, you know?
I know. Apparently no one, knowing how much this fitness industry has shifted.
Oh, it is. And you know from your family too.
I do.
The other thing too that's really helpful is, like I've said before many times, but jumping on a rebounder.
Yes, you are the rebounder queen.
I'm the rebounder queen. I love it.
You're the reason why I have a rebounder.
It is. And honestly, it's not about going on there for like 20 minutes a day. It's like, even just for a few minutes before you leave, before you get, actually for you, after you've been at work, get home, bounce for a few minutes, and that will clear your energy. It will clear your field, your biofield, your aura, which is a very potent and powerful thing, especially for someone like you that is so intuitive and in tune to be able to have these tools. Obviously, water is amazing for that as well. Infrared saunas are phenomenal for helping the fascial system become more aligned and more juicy and hydrated. Infrared light is really important. Red light therapy is really good for the fascia as well, for collagen boosting.
I'm loving red light therapy.
Are you doing the bed?
I've done the bed.
Yeah.
But what I have right now is like a mask. It's like a face mask, the Omnilux one.
Oh, yeah. Those are amazing.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was just influenced by some, you know, blogger to get it. And then I did. My skin has improved so much.
It looks amazing.
Thank you.
And it does. It gets rid of all the like inflammation.
It radiates from the inside out.
It does.
And I had eczema all over my face after, well, actually it started when I was pregnant. It was horrible. Like,
that's horrible.
I'll have to show you photos because it was like, my face was bleeding for 2 years.
That's awful.
I know. I was just the sensitive one with all the things. But red light has helped so much.
Fantastic.
As well as everything that you're mentioning, the lymphatic drainage, the sauna. Sauna did not help at the time, of course, because it's just like more heat. But I can finally do the sauna again.
Good.
The eczema has been getting better.
Yeah. I mean, and anything that, you know, we can do, because fascia is made out of collagen and elastin and water. And so the water is the thing that gets the electrical charge to go through it. So obviously good water. We call, you know, structured water is something that's starting to become a thing in the world. Structured water, the best structured water you can get is coconut water. And also the water that you get out of like watermelon, organic watermelon. It's the water that's, you see, it's like a gelatinized water. But your body makes structured water when you move and stretch and do all these things. And like we were saying, fascia really likes pressure. And so I created this other tool called the Fascia Body Comb. And so it's a beautiful wooden tool. I have to send you one.
Yes.
And it goes with the body elixir, which is the body oil I've created with CoQ10 in it. So it stimulates the collagen production. And you use this tool. So I do a hot shower after I've done my little fascia flow. I do a hot shower and then I finish with a cold rinse, get that circulation going. And then I slather myself with the oil and then I use the comb to really flush, I would say, like comb away the tangles of your tissues. And while you're doing that, you can have a moment with yourself and maybe do some affirmations like, I am love, or I embody radiance, or I am graceful, or whatever you want to bring into your field and your actual cellular vibration.
You know? I need that. So this is
a
tool for the lymph, which we're obsessed with.
But it's even like, so people ask like, well, what's the difference of dry brushing with the combing? So dry brushing is working more with the skin and the lymph. And, you know, it's a bit lighter. I know some people have some more like a little bit more of those brushes that are a little more intense. I don't prefer like a really hard brush. I feel like it's too aggressive on the skin, right?
No, if you have sensitive skin. For people with eczema and things like
that. Absolutely not.
Right?
Yeah. So I do like dry brushing. I use the gloves before the shower. And then, like I said, you do the whole like shower routine. And then at the end, it's much more, it's not like aggressive, but it is like a deeper layer. You know, it's like you've got the skin and then you have the fascia and then you don't want to go all the way to the muscle, but you want to go. So it's about, I would say it's a really beautiful complement to the dry brushing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes just a few minutes.
And does it matter if you're going up or down?
It's like the same pattern as lymph. Yeah, absolutely. So you can open up your nodes if you want. You can jump a little, bounce a little. At this point in my day, I've already bounced a little or done some jumping. So all of the lymph channels are open. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I got to get you one of those.
That is such a healthy way to live. People don't realize how clogged our systems are.
Exactly.
Like our physical system, but also our aura. Our
energy
field.
Right? And I think, you know, I love that you brought that up, Jordan, because right now we're living on the planet and there's so much change and so many challenges that we're facing as humans and a collective and the trauma that we're feeling in the field, in the collective. And I think that that is such an important point, that if we do the work on ourselves, it's not just for us. This is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We elevate our vibration. We actually change the vibration on the planet.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, if we said that a few years ago, people would have said, that's so out there and woo-woo. Mm-hmm. We can measure it. There's cameras that can measure this now.
Yeah, that's so cool.
You know, and it's like even the work of Joe Dispenza, his work, and he's done all this scientific research and he checks people's brain waves and then looks at like their health under microscopes, you know, from meditating. And that's the kind of stuff that I've been seeing, you know, with body work and rolling and bouncing. And you realize it's not just a workout. This is a holistic healing way. It's a way of life.
Mm-hmm. It's a way of life. So tell us more about the quantum biology. Like, I'm so obsessed with it. I got really into it when I was
so amazing
in Costa Rica doing all this research for my book, which has been such a long time coming. The memoir, really, of like the whole journey.
We talked about that on the table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been like percolating for a decade. But I got really, I was like reading all this Bruce Lipton and then I was writing and I sounded like a biologist. I'm like, no, this is going to have to change because I don't really know that much about science. But it was so fascinating.
Bruce Lipton's work and then Jack Cruz. What it is it's really just coming back home to realizing that we are nature. We're not just part of nature. We actually are nature, and coming back into the rhythm with nature. And that's where the light thing is. It's like, it's so obvious. Like, of course, we've been sitting inside and under these like fake lights for so long, and that's created a lot of issues. And then we've added all of these chemicals and preservatives to the food. Each thing that we've done over the last maybe 100 years has really distanced us from nature.
Mm-hmm.
So the quantum biology is just showing like how connected we are to nature, how connected we are to the rhythm of the planets. You know, to our moon cycle, as we know, is like, you know, of course, if our moon cycles are affected by the moon, like, why are we not then affected by all the planets and all of these things? You
exactly.
know, so it's like, I feel like now we have the science to back this and they're able to see the Toro field of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're sitting there having a heart to heart conversation, our hearts are syncing up. Our nervous systems are syncing up and sharing the same frequency. So we're actually sharing energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wi-Fi between us. Can't see it, but we can feel it.
You can
some people can see it. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you feel when you're in the presence of someone with a really high vibration.
There you go.
And frequency. Like being around you, it's so obvious
and you?
That you have been like working on that for so many years within your own life.
And I do believe that everyone can access
it. Oh, of course. It's for everyone.
Right?
I mean, everybody has a body. Everybody has an energy field. Everybody has an aura.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are free. Anybody can do it. It's just
isn't it cool? That's
hard
the quantum
biology. I mean, it's
biology.
Not hard work. It's
presence.
It's presence. It's internal. It's aware. It's an awareness. You have to have the awareness.
Yes. In a way, in a way, I do feel that fascia is really going to help us connect deeper to our consciousness because of the way that we can tune into the feelings.
Yeah.
Which is the intuition, and that's the magnetic part of us. There's a great book called Feeling is the Secret.
Mm-hmm.
It was written in like, you've probably seen it. It was written like actually quite a while ago. It's an old school book. But the guy that wrote it, he digs into feelings and how the feelings are the gateway into the subconscious. So the difference is people are like, well, what about when I have a feeling that's like, you know, the difference when you have like an emotional feeling where you're just being reactive versus when you have that feeling of just knowing.
Yeah.
And there's no like fear around it. It's just this deep inner knowing. It's just this sense of like, yes, it's a yes. It's like a pulling yourself in a certain direction. So the thing we need to do to really connect to those feelings is to release the backlog of emotional stuff that's being stored underneath the fascia carpet. Mm-hmm. And how we do that is not only through talk therapy. It's really about using these somatic practices. So shaking, bouncing, humming. We have this inner technology inside of our bodies. Going upside down, twisting, wringing ourselves out, using the fascia comb. You're releasing this buildup of toxins and emotions. And, you know, it's incredibly empowering, and it affects us in so many ways. Mm-hmm. This is why I've been so excited and want to come back on, do more podcasts and share this incredible new information about if you work with your fascia, you can affect yourself physically, biomechanically, from a beauty perspective. It is like the fountain of youth. Yeah. Fascia is the fountain of youth. And it also affects us energetically because the meridians are in the fascia. So it's helping recharge your body battery. And it's also opening us up energetically to living and also spiritually. And like you said, from a conscious place too. Mm-hmm. It's like bridging the gap because we can feel it so viscerally.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, it's so important to get people feeling like their best selves in every way.
Yeah.
And when you said, you know, shaking and getting upside down, I'm like always craving what we used to do when I would come see you, where we would hang, like you would have me literally hang upside down.
So amazing.
What was that?
That was the Pilates trap table. Yeah.
Where do I find that now that you live in New Zealand?
I know. Like, the Cadillac. It's called the Cadillac.
Uh-huh.
And some people call it the trap table. Yeah. And the little fuzzies. Yeah. I know, wasn't that the best?
Is there a place, though, like in LA?
There should be many places because it's a very like traditional classic Pilates piece of equipment. You should get one for your house.
I would love to.
I could just see
myself like just setting it up wrong and just falling on my head. But I always think about it because.
So nourishing.
I mean, ever since this pain, the sciatica and the neck pain, like nothing sounds better than to just
get that
let
traction.
It all go.
Mm-hmm. Totally. You can get some traction things like on the roller when you put, you know, you put your hips on the roller and then your hips are above your heart. That's opening up the discs between the spine. You know, when you do like the leg circles and everything.
Oh, yeah. I live on the foam roller. I mean, it's the only reason why I'm still standing, quite literally. But I love it. It definitely helps.
It's so helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. The roller is definitely one of my go-tos still and actually the great thing is I'm writing my curriculum for my certification. I'm going to start certifying people to actually get like accreditations. And, you know, anyone that's like a trainer or a Pilates teacher always wants to keep up their certifications. And so we're going to launch the Fascia Foundations next year.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting because it's something I've been asked for a long time from our community. And it's been, you know, something that I've wanted to do, but you know, when you're just not quite ready, like the kids were little and I was like, I don't know, that's going to be a big mission for me. So I'm like, I want to make sure I feel ready for that in the world. And now it's time.
It's time.
I felt it in my gut, in my intuition last year.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be we're going to share all the new science, bridge that with all the spirituality aspects, the consciousness piece and everything. So
this is for people who are like body workers, Pilates teachers, just anybody
who's
in that space.
Main target, but we actually have quite a few people in our community that are like in our membership and they are just like, I want to do it for my own knowledge. You know, just because you can use the information in every activity or anything you do physically and just lifestyle wise too.
Yeah. How cool. That's so amazing.
I'm the fascia girl. It's my love language.
You are the fascia girl. I mean, that's exactly how I would describe you.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Well, remember, because you were with me from the beginning and I remember like people were like, why do you care about fascia?
Mm-hmm. Back then it was like, who cares about fascia? Yeah, you can't see it.
And now we just made the cover of the New York Times. Like,
really?
A month ago.
Fascia?
So, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because of the new science. And there's just there's so many medical researchers now going, we can't figure out this issue, these autoimmune issues, these cancer, you know, we've been attacking cancer. But the reality is that it's a blockage. All it is. Cancer, autoimmune things are your body trying to speak to you, asking for attention, asking for support. And what we've done in Western medicine is just a lot of numbing.
Yep.
And a lot of trying to cut things out when the reality is like a cancer tumor is there as a mass. It's a blockage and it's your body doing it. And in a way, cancer is an autoimmune disease as well. But we've been like attacking it, like just cut it out. But the better way to do that is to get obviously prevent the tumors, and also you can shrink them. I mean, out of Harvard, a woman named Dr. Helen Langbein, she did a study on, I mean, it was on rats, but she showed that 10 minutes of stretching could actually make a tumor shrink and also prevent tumors. So just 10 minutes of stretching your connective tissue. Yeah, because it's the lymph, right? It's the lymph carrying out the garbage. It's the energy and the chi. Mm-hmm. And so it's really beyond our comprehension. I really believe the new information that's coming out is going to change our medical paradigm in ways we've never imagined.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And I'm completely with you on like the links between autoimmune conditions and cancer and our body and then our energy. That is my love language. We could talk about it all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the whole thing with like, I've talked about for years, like movement medicine. Movement is medicine. It's therapy. It's, you know, all of it. Mm-hmm. It's keeping us strong and healthy and vital. And then also we have, you know, energy medicine, which is kind of what I've been studying for the last how many years. And now what I want to offer for people is to think about feeling medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That when we get better at feeling, that's when we start healing.
Wow.
It's not just about feeling better. It's about getting better at feeling. How do we get better at feeling? Presence, tuning inwards, stillness, and also just getting on a roller and rolling something out or, you know, not numbing our pain anymore. I think that's a really important piece. So
I can't wait to use my roller later. I'm like, yay. I am so
excited. And the fascia comb, you're going to love it.
I'm so excited.
So good.
So I want to ask you a couple of the rapid fires that I ask everyone.
Okay.
What is your sun, moon, and rising signs?
Okay. Double Pisces and a Virgo.
Oh, is it Virgo rising or Virgo sun?
Virgo, no.
Sorry, not sun. Virgo.
Pisces sun, Virgo moon.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. Which one is the one that's, I always get confused.
So moon is like emotions, your inner landscape.
Oh, no, I'm Pisces moon too.
Okay.
Yeah, sun and moon, Pisces, and then rising, the rising. Virgo. That's what it is. Sorry, I always get them confused.
I know. It can be confusing.
I know. I love astrology.
That. You and Jonathan are very similar. Well, because he's a Leo, but he's a Pisces moon and a Virgo rising.
Oh, wow. And well, no wonder. Yeah, I love him.
I know. He loves you.
He's amazing.
He was so excited that I was seeing you today.
Oh, yay.
And then,
too.
Yeah. What's your human design? Do you know?
I feel like I was, it's the manifesting generator.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the double? It's like a double one.
Yes. Yeah. That's what Atticus is. So I've become very familiar with that energy.
It's amazing.
We are
busy,
you're such
man.
A manifesting generator.
We're busy all the time.
That's why you're doing all the things. Like a mom, New Zealand, working, creating all these incredible offerings. It totally makes sense.
I love the creativity.
Yeah. If you could be in a room with three people, living or dead, who would they be?
Probably Obama would be one, Buddha, and I've been in rooms with pretty amazing people. God, this is a hard one.
I know.
Oh, my God. My younger self.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Imagine.
For some wisdom.
Yeah, that would be the coolest thing ever. Wow.
Yeah.
And who are your mentors?
Oh, gosh. I have many. My Pilates teacher, who I went to school for back in 2000, Stacey Vargas. She's incredible. My teacher, Dan Biedenfeld, who I'm co-writing the certification, the Fascia Foundations with. Oh, I just met Marie Forleo. She's a good friend of mine now, and she's definitely a mentor, for sure. Business mentor. I'm diving into the whole business side of everything.
Yeah,
I'm like,
exciting.
Been in the creative world. I'm ready to be in the business side now.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
And what's on the horizon for you that you're excited about right now?
Well, I have a course coming out. Remember my book, The Power Source, came out a couple years ago. About the pelvic floor and the power centers, kind of the areas where I was, you know, finding like when we would do sessions and all the people I work on, like these five areas were like generally where people would hold, you know, tension, the jaw, the heart and shoulders.
You taught me the connection between the jaw and the pelvic floor, which is still such
thing.
The
cranial sacral.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And all, pelvic floor, gut, all of it. So those five areas where we tend to hold a lot of emotions and just density. And so the book is kind of being resurrected because I'm coming out with a video course called Awaken the Power of Your Pelvic Floor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So everybody needs this.
Right?
Especially.
I was going to say, I got to get it to you. You'll love it.
Those of us who have given birth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, there's so many women over the age of 50 that really have issues with their pelvic floor, even if they haven't had babies.
Oh, wow.
From sitting too much.
Yeah.
It's gravity.
I mean, it's so much heaviness. Yeah. It makes so much sense.
So that'll be launching in the new year. Yeah.
Amazing.
And then the certification will be like next year at some
point. Congrats on everything.
Thank you.
That's massive.
Yes.
And where can everyone find you?
Instagram, my same old tag, Low Roxburgh. R-O-X-B-U-R-G-H. Actually, if you just put Low Rocks in, I'll pop up.
Okay, final question.
Yes.
What are your tips to everyone listening to live a more high vibrational life?
Ooh, I think it's taking some time to be with yourself every day. And whatever that looks like, it doesn't have to be meditation. Because for me, like, movement is meditation, you know? So I think carving out a few minutes to be with yourself every day so that you can develop your discernment and actually start living from a place of power and not giving your power away to others.
Love.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much for being
Absolutely.
Here. It was so amazing to do this with you
and
reconnect with you. It's
been
long overdue. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balance Wand and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.